From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And it's my great privilege once more to bid you all welcome in the Savior's name to our Let the Bible Speak program tonight. It's good to have you join with us this Lord's Day evening, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes, as once more the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to, this time, Let the Bible Speak from Judges chapter 5 and verse 28, the questions of a mother concerning her son. Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariots? But before we hear the message based on that verse, let's just take a few moments and listen to these words in song.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Sin had left the crimson stain,
Our scripture reading today will be taken from Judges chapter 5, we're beginning at the verse 24. Blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Hebar the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent. He asked water, and she gave him milk. She brought forth butter in a lordly dish. She put her hand to the nail, and her right hand to the workman's hammer. And with the hammer she smote Sisera. She smote off his head when she had pierced and stricken through his temples. At her feet he bowed, he fell, he lay down. At her feet he bowed, he fell where he bowed. There he fell down dead. The mother of Sisera looked out at a window and cried through the lattice, why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariots? Her wise ladies answered her, yea, she returned answer to herself. Have they not sped? Have they not divided the prey? To every man a damsel or two, to Sisera a prey of divers colours, a prey of divers colours of needlework, of divers colours of needlework on both sides, meet for the necks of them that take the spoil. So let all thine enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth in his might, and the land had rest 40 years. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Our text today is the verse 28, which records the words of the mother of Sisera. The mother of Sisera looked out at a window and cried through the lattice, "Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariots?" This woman's son, Sisera, was an experienced general. For 20 years his soldiers had kept the Jewish people under subjection. He had been successful in quelling every revolt and repelling every suspected uprising. A short time before his mother uttered these words, she watched her son riding proudly into battle, as he had done so often over the past 2 decades. From the moment every last plume of dust disappeared from the horizon, this mother sat on her balcony, anxiously awaiting the return of her son. She was waiting when Sisera had gleaned information about the whereabouts of the armies of Israel from his long-time ally, Heber the Canaanite. She was waiting when her son's armies clashed with the Jewish rebellion by the river Kishon. She was waiting when the brook suddenly swelled into a mighty torrent by the power of God. She was waiting when the horses of her son's soldiers reared up in fright and thumped their hooves with such force upon the ground that their shoes were broken. As she waited, her son was fleeing the carnage while his soldiers were slaughtered. She watched, but Sisera did not come. Rather, he had found refuge in the tent of Heber, the man who had helped him just a short time earlier. This tent, however, was the most dangerous place on earth for this experienced warlord. Heber was not at home, and his wife, Jael, sympathized with Israel. She showed kindness to the battle-weary Sisera. After drinking and eating, he put down his head to sleep. He slept as his soldiers were dying. His mother, meantime, was waiting, but she did not know her son would never, ever open his eyes again. Jael would kill this enemy of Israel in his sleep. The mother of Sisera watched for the returning plumes of dust. She strained her eyes for her son's chariot at the head of a triumphant company. She listened for the rumbling of 900 chariots. She waited for flags waving in the breeze. She waited for the fanfare of trumpets and for the drums of a conquering army. She waited for the glint of armor in the sun and for the glistening of shield and swords and spears. She waited and she cried, "Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariots?" As she waited and watched and listened, her son lay dead, killed not by a soldier, but by a housewife in her tent. Sisera's mother was living in a delusion. She was waiting for her son, but her son was dead. She was waiting for the dead, but the dead never come home. Spiritually, I fear there are many people living in false hope and clinging onto delusions, just like the mother of Sisera. How can you, dear listener, be guilty of waiting for the dead where eternal issues are concerned? Firstly, you may be waiting for heaven without the new birth. Some people take it for granted that they will be in heaven because they are born in a country which they regard as being Christian. Others presume on eternal life on account of their attendance at church, their prayers, and other religious activities. There are those who assume that God is pleased with their lives because of their morality, their integrity, and their generosity. All of these attributes, however, whilst being commendable, will not provide a man or a woman with a ticket through the pearly gates of heaven. The Lord Jesus said to the religious Pharisee called Nicodemus, "Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven." Nicodemus was a zealous devotee of his faith. He was a good man with a social conscience who would have given alms to the poor. For Nicodemus to be pinning his future hopes upon these activities was as futile as Sisera's mother's anxious wait for her dead son to return. The need of Nicodemus is the need of every man today, whatever his religion or his morality, because Jesus said, you must be born again. If you want to go to heaven, don't wait for it without the new birth, or you'll never see it. Secondly, you may be spiritually waiting for the dead by expecting comfort when grief is just around the corner. Sisera's mother expected her son to be returning home in victory. She even anticipated the spoils of war which he would bring home as gifts for her. As she waited, however, she did not know but the inconsolable agony of burying a son would be her grief. You may be waiting expecting eternal life, but if you are not saved, it is not heaven's joy you will experience, but hell's terror. To die without God's salvation is to die without hope. To die without the covering of the Saviour's blood is to meet him as judge. To die without the new birth is to hear those awful words, depart from me, I never knew you. Because there is no escape if you neglect the great salvation that is available through the shedding of Christ's blood. Thirdly and finally, you may be waiting in spiritual apathy for God to speak. There are those in our society who acknowledge that they need to be born again. They will even say that they will probably become a Christian one day. They are waiting for God to come and change their lives. And when God comes, then they'll become a Christian. But the Bible says that waiting for salvation is the most foolish wait of all. It is foolish for you to wait for God to speak to you. The apostle wrote, now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. You need to come now, because no man can guarantee his next moment of life, let alone another day. It was Solomon who said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You need to come now, because God is speaking now. The Bible says, God hath spoken once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth it not. He is speaking today through his word, come unto me. He is saying, now is the day of salvation. He is speaking to your conscience, revealing your sin. He is calling you. What are you waiting for? Will you continue to wait for God when he's speaking today and when he has sent his son to die for you? Don't exercise yourself in a futile wait. Come to Christ today. Oh, come while the Saviour in mercy is pleading, and steer for the harbour light. For how do you know but your soul may be drifting over the deadline tonight?
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Mr. Albert McIntyre, 67 Logestown Park, Coleraine, BT52 2HR. That's Let the Bible Speak, Mr. Albert McIntyre, 67 Logestown Park, Coleraine, BT52 2HR. For further information, you may phone us on 028-7034-3592. That's 028-7034-3592. Thank you for listening today, and may the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.